Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Royce Unchained here on a Friday. We'll carve some time for our daily ripping of the Minnesota Twins in a second here, but today is the day that the Vikings. I think it's like 4 o'clock Eastern. They basically said yesterday, all right, everyone in the league, we're gonna release Dalvin Cook if you don't give us a trade. So Dalvin Cook is gonna be a former Viking today. Your thoughts on
what is the rule that what happens at 4 o'clock today? What makes it? Is this some kind of a deadline or what? What is
it? No, it's just the time. I think transactions have to be in by 3 o'clock Central.
Okay.
So it's just that.
Okay.
It's not like a deadline.
Well, here's what I don't know. I was reading something and this was all speculation, but did they really want him to take half? Did they want him to agree to a deal for half of what he was making?
It was going to be a very big, very big pay cut. Yes.
Yeah. Well, who can blame him then? You know, but he can get $6-7 million on the open market and probably didn't want to stay here and share time with, you know, knowing that they're going to basically throw the ball 80% of the time and run Alexander Mattison between the tackles 10 times a game. And that'll be it. And then they got the other running back. So who can blame him for not agreeing to a reduced contract so they could trade him? Who can blame him? So,
and he's being not so subliminal, by the way. He's posted a photo on his Instagram yesterday of him inside the Dolphins stadium. Like, it's him in his Vikings uniform from last year. Like, he wants to play for the Dolphins, pretty obviously.
Yeah. Well, he's from there, right? And that, which is sometimes bad, you know, as we found out with Bryant McKinney, being back home is not a good thing. But you know, he had some injuries early, but he doesn't have that much wear and tear on him. They didn't kill him here. I mean, how many carries did he have career wise?
He's like 250 a year, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, not. I mean, they didn't kill him. It is amazing though. Those guys got to form their own union. I don't know what are they going to do. You know, mama, don't raise your son to be a running back, right? Quarterback or wide receiver. It's incredible how these guys are just getting gouged. The worst things that can happen to them is to get drafted in the first round, because they either get cut before they get their big hit the fifth year, or they never get a second contract. Otherwise, or they run them 350 times their fifth year, and then they let them go. So it's an amazing thing what's happened to them. Hey, one other thing, and then I know Jed's got something to say, but the old idea of, you know what, you got to play defense and you got to be able to run the ball in December. Well, the Vikings don't have to. They play, you know, they might play one game in Lambeau. Two of the, you know, Detroit's indoors and Chicago, who cares? And it's not like you're playing all these grueling outdoor games that you used to play. You got a $101.15 billion indoor stadium to play in. So it's not the old, you know, the cliches. Now, we'll hear somebody at the start of December go on TV and say, you got to be able to run the ball in December. No, you don't. Not anymore. It's easier to pass at 8 yards than it is to run at 8 yards. So,
why would anybody now who is a good athlete ever start to play running back? That's my question. Like, if you're in high school, move to receiver. Move somewhere. Move to cornerback. Move somewhere else.
Well, look at Ibrahim, right? The greatest running back in Gopher history absolutely ran into the ground. He didn't get drafted, right? Did he get drafted? He didn't
get drafted. I don't believe so.
Did he even get a tryout? Is he anywhere?
He's with Detroit.
Oh, they did. They did bring him in.
But they signed him, you know, after the draft. You're right. He didn't get drafted.
Yeah, he didn't get drafted. I mean, it's amazing because the position is still, most places in college football is still, especially here, is extremely valued. Mm-hmm. But once you get into the NFL, it's amazing.
But it's just, I think you look and see, we threw out some of these numbers just from like Vikings history. Adrian Peterson and Mawelde Moore had the same yards per carry as Vikings running backs. And no one is suggesting that Mawelde is on the same level as Adrian Peterson. It's just, you're so much at the mercy of scheme and offensive line, and it's tough. I do think there's still value in getting to the NFL if you're a running back. You know, you can still make some money, but
I thought Suhan's column the other day was pretty good about how this guy learned his football from, you know, McVay, and they had Gurley and said, okay, we're not going anywhere with him. Let's throw the ball all over the place, and we'll worry about Cooper Kupp instead of Todd Gurley, who was supposed to be the franchise. Why'd they draft him 3 overall or something like that, right, Todd Gurley? When he got drafted,
top 10 somewhere, I think. Yeah,
he got drafted high. So it's a phenomenon. It's a football phenomenon. It really is. That's what has happened. And is Zeke going to be was Zeke the last of the guys that we gave the ball to 350 times?
Boy, yeah,
probably among them. Well, I think the question now is, will Saquon get it 350 times this year playing for the Giants? But he's on the franchise tag. So if he goes down again, he's just screwed. He's never going to get a multi-year, long-term, rich contract ever.
No, he doesn't. But he can catch the ball, but not.
Yeah, he's a great player. You know,
he's. You can't build your franchise around those guys anymore. It's a phenomenon of football. It's something that I didn't see coming 5 years ago. I'll tell you that. But and if you're a great athlete now, become a quarterback. They want the guy that can, you don't have to be the most accurate passer that ever lived. Lamar, how much are we paying that stiff Lamar Jackson? It's like hundreds of millions. And he's got a chance to hit you in the head with the ball as much as he does the hands, but he's a great athlete and he's, been fairly durable, but it is crazy. By the way, I watched the CFL game last night. It was fun.
The CFL starts in June.
Yeah, this is opening week. I think there's a game every day. It's on the CBS Sports Network or something. But the BC Lions went into Calgary to win yesterday, but I thought they were going to kick it away. And I, of course, had the team tweet out, this will be a bad loss for the BC Lions. but they held on and won it. But I'm sure these stupid leagues that are cropping up in the America, the USFL and whatever the hell else we have, are costing them players. But I don't know why Ibrahim doesn't go to Canada and, make $300,000 and carry the ball 400 times, But why don't some of these guys go to Canada?
What do they pay? I have no idea what they pay.
Well, they're not the highest paid CFL players. Let's see.
They're not financial times.
They're not exactly, the overly. It's not exactly overly successful. They've only got
The quarterbacks make about $500,000 a year in the CFL.
Yeah, so you probably make $100,000 if you're a lineman or a defense. I mean, it's hard work, but I'd rather go up there and play in an organized league. They've been trying to put a team in Halifax for years, which would give them 10 teams, but go to Nova Scotia and play one in December, see how that comes out. But anyway, but yeah, it's I think the Hunter situation is really interesting, don't you? What are we going to do? Are they going to pay him? They can't let him go.
They got to pay him. I think he gets paid.
If you got this guy, if you got this new defensive coach who wants to go kill people, and you've let as many players as you've let go. Tomlinson is maybe a bigger loss than Smith, I think. So they wanted him, right? They wanted to bring him back.
He's too expensive.
He got expensive, but they got to have Hunter back. I mean, they got to – otherwise, who's going to rush the quarterback, you know? So anyway, yeah, it's I think Cook is – somehow people are going to have bad memories of Cook here because he wouldn't take the deal and they couldn't trade him. Because the Vikings do a great job of getting guys bad-mouthed when they leave. But I think, you know, he had a hell of a career. What the heck? You know, four straight years of 1,000 yards. Is now 1,000 yards is 60 yards a game, but that's still, you know, it's still 1,000 yards.
Yeah, so. It doesn't need to be. It is what it is. They got off before the cliff. Mostly, and you're not going to pay him $15 million going forward. So,
and remember the touchdown run in the greatest comeback victory ever. That was was probably his last shining moment, right? But he knew he was done in that playoff game, didn't he? How many carries he get in the playoff game?
I don't recall, but he was like his first. I think the first half of the season, he averaged over 5 yards a carry. And then the second half of the season, it was like 3.3 yards a carry or something. So you could tell there was a couple big runs, like, you know, the screen pass. That was a screen pass, by the way, the run against the Colts.
That's right. Yeah. But, well, you know, you got to be. I rated my running backs today because somebody wanted me to because I said he was one of the four best. I put Foreman first because he could catch.
Yeah.
And Adrian second. And maybe Robert, and then Robert Smith there.
Smith.
Because Robert Smith could catch and run. And Cook, you know, I love Boom Boom Brown and Dave Osborne and all those guys, but we're talking about a different athlete here. So, you know, in a different way of playing football. But good look. If he can go to, you think he wants to go to Miami, huh? Because they might not win. He could go to Buffalo. He probably didn't want to freeze to death, but
right.
He could win a Super Bowl up there. So.
I mean, Miami, well, I mean, can Tua play all the games is the question. But
I think he wants to go home.
And be in South Florida.
Yeah. I mean, be in South Florida. I know it's a bad idea, but I think it's horrible. I mean, it's a pretty fun place to be at that age.
Yeah, well, I don't think they have drugs and temptation in Miami like they used to, do they? Nah, hell no, probably.
No, it's dissipated quite a bit since the early Butler. 80s, yeah.
Okay, the Twins, I was over at the Saints yesterday afternoon. I was going to kind of do what's it like to be Toby Gardner, not knowing who's on your team an hour before the game, you know. He's a great guy, by the way. But once Polanco pulled up, he took his lineup card and flipped it over and started writing out a new one. They all thought Julian was going to be out, but he played both games of the doubleheader yesterday, and I got to think Polanco's going on the DL today, but maybe they're going to figure out something else. That looked like just another hammy pull, didn't it?
Is he just breaking down now? Because he was so damn durable for so long, and it seems like it's caught up to him.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I will say, you know, bad luck. They love to talk about bad luck, but that was bad luck. That ball was a rocket. And it hit Jeff Nelson. And apparently – if the pitcher doesn't tip it with his glove, then it's runners at first and second when it hits the ump. But they ended up getting the out on it. I mean, it was a rocket. But yeah, they're gonna miss him. And the Julian kid, I think he can hit. But second base, first inning, blew a double play. By the way, I got to see the dauber. It was batting practice. It was unbelievable.
Really?
The dauber had 13 base runners in three innings. And Toby didn't even bother to send the pitching coach out to talk to him. It was just
figure it out, guy. Yeah.
But we're paying him $2.5 million next year and $3 million. In 25. This is the greatest negotiation that any player has ever made. Forget Jacob DeGrom getting $185 million to make 8 starts in Texas and going down. This is unbelievable.
Would you, if you're him, would you feel guilty?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel smart, you know. we have, by the way, they have options on him in 26, 27, and 28. So we can keep him in the organization for five more years.
Yeah, how's that? How's that 2025 $6 million team option looking in 2026?
If you're Falvey, how stupid do you feel? Though, why did you do this?
I don't know why. I mean, we gave the Twins hell about Blackburn. Blackburn has a long history of greatness compared to the Dobber. The Dobber bitch. It was right after his first year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the hurry?
It was like in spring training.
I can tell you, Falvey doesn't feel stupid. Falvey, I think Falvey thinks this is just a genius, calculated bet that hasn't paid off yet, but it's great process if we stick to the process.
But Phil, even when they did this, it would be 3 years ago now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old idea of the sinker was already fading from the game, right?
Oh, I agree. Yeah. This was insanely stupid. I'm saying he's not going to say that.
Everybody, you know, I spent my whole life covering, you got to keep the ball down, keep the ball down. Now it's, you got to keep the ball up.
My biggest beef is not the money, because you can make a case for, whatever. Sure. Like if he pans out, now you got a cheap pitcher. It doesn't wreck your franchise or anything like that. My issue is what you just said, which is, okay, do you really want a pitch-to-contact sinker baller in today's age? Your counterpunch?
In modern baseball, where you have seven guys who don't swing until they see a pitch which they think they can hit 600 feet, right?
Yes.
I mean, the old contact, hit the ball on the ground, get thrown out, that's not part of the game anymore. So,
Pat, we got to run for a live Purple Daily Feedback Friday stream here.
You should. Let me just say one thing. I guaranteed a 1-5 road trip when they left town. Can they get a win in Toronto?
Well, I might write that down, sick. I hope not.
You had 0-6?
I've got them coming back two games under 500, so I just wanted to continue.
Yeah, no, but two games on. If they win one, they'll still be two games under.
No,
yeah.
I know, but I just prefer the cushion.
they have a chance to win Saturday because Toronto is bringing up some kid from the minors because they send the fat guy down to Dunedin.
They snowed him.
Yeah, they did. They said,
come
back when you lose 50 or something. But,
amazing.
All right, gentlemen, have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Pat. There is Royce Unchained, presented by our friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine. Throttle therapy is what you Twins fans need right now. Well, they're still in first place, I guess, but maybe your time is better spent on a Bennington pontoon, which you can get into for $28,888 right now. PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com. All right, we got to run here, Judd. We'll see you over on Purple Daily.